You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You are now listening to the Prescription for Purpose podcast, the go-to destination for women who are tired of feeling burnt out and stuck in the exhausting cycle of doing but not thriving. Each week, we'll provide you with Christ-centered mental wellness prescriptions to help you reclaim your peace, renew your purpose, and live life spiritually well. And if you're a therapist or a coach, the tools and insights that we curate here will help you make a Christ-centered impact on your clients today. Are you ready, sis? Let's get started. Hey, guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Prescription for Purpose podcast. I am so excited for this week's episode where we're going to be tackling another concept that the Lord has given me that all stems from the lies and the theology of the productivity gospel. This week, we are going to be talking about how proper pacing requires pruning. And I'm going to share with y'all just some revelation that the Lord gave to me, because there are a lot of us where we are in a place where the Lord is dismantling a lot of systems, dismantling a lot of things that felt foundational to us, careers, relationships, internal belief systems. It's almost as if who we were at our core is being confronted, and it is difficult. We're going to talk about why that is a necessary part of this walk today. Okay? Now, I have a couple of announcements. In the coming weeks, we're going to be closing down the Purpose Collective. All of the resources, everything that you need in regard to growing, developing, and dismantling the theology of the productivity gospel and all of the things that come with it, perfectionism, imposter syndrome, and things of the like, will all be housed in the spiritual well. If you have that app in the next coming weeks, you have everything that you need. There are some areas where I am still developing some extra content for y'all. Y'all know I'm studying for boards, but the tools and the resources that are already there are well worth the download. And everything that we have coming down the pipeline is well worth you being locked in. I am so grateful that the Lord is emboldening me to be able to tackle this head on. And I need y'all to keep me prayed up. I'm studying for boards. It has been difficult. And when I tell you that the enemy has launched every assault possible, he is trying to launch it. I need y'all to be praying for me. Those of y'all who really are locked in with your girl, I need y'all to pray for my patience. I need y'all to pray for my steadfastness, for my courage, and for me to be able to continue to do and complete the totality of the assignment. I promise y'all, the minute I am on the other side of this particular battle, y'all know I'm going to share all the revelation in the tea. I'm excited about it. I've had some really rough days, today being one of them, but God is so good and so faithful. And I am in a space now where I'm just asking for prayer. And if you don't know what to pray, or if you want to support, you like, girl, what's going on? Review the show, leave a comment. Like, that stuff is encouraging me in this season to continue to stay motivated. So please share a review, share the show with somebody. I am grateful that God has sent just people to encourage me, and they're not even knowing that they're doing it. Shout out, I believe her name is Angel, who is listening to the show and listens on YouTube. And she has encouraged me so much this week. Just her feedback on a couple of episodes that we did a few weeks back has really, really blessed me. And it was like my little God wink for the day. And it really just encouraged me to keep doing the things. So I am getting better in practicing vulnerability and asking for help. So if y'all want to help me pray, leave a review. Let me know that this show and the work that we're doing and the fight that I'm fighting is worth every cent because it's blessing you. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Let's talk about this revelation of proper pacing requiring pruning. I have been going through this shift, career, relationships, internal belief systems, everything being ate up, readdressed, and being under evaluation for pruning. Some of us feel like you're showing up, you're being obedient, you are doing what you know to do, and the outcomes have not produced any relief or clarity that you've been hoping for. And that's where I was. You have been executing, you are doing the things, but you're not thriving. That's literally what we talk about, right? You're overwhelmed, you're burnt out, and you are on the edge of despair. And what the Lord told me first personally, but I am now sharing corporately. I taught this as a lesson in the society a couple of weeks ago, and the Lord told me to release it here on the podcast as well, is that proper pacing requires pruning. A lot of us want to live the abundant life. We love John 10:10. I came that you may have life and have it more abundantly, but living and doing so in the way that God intended is not just about activity or ambition. It is about us establishing a rhythm to living, a harmony to living. It is about pacing. And pacing is a spiritual discipline that protects us from burnout, protects us from distraction, protects us from deception, which means in order for us to walk in the life that God has for us, we have to allow Him to prune what is keeping us out of pace. Think about your heart. There's a part of your heart called the SA node. It is the thing that essentially is the pacemaker of your heart. If it is out of whack, people will go and have pacemakers placed as a surgical procedure. In that same vein, it's important when the Bible says to guard your heart, it's important to not only guard your heart from deception, to guard your heart from bitterness, to guard your heart from sin. We also have to ensure in complete heart health that our heart is paced appropriately. Let's look at what Galatians 5:25 says. It says, if we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. Scripture tells us that if you are looking to live by the Spirit and walk by the Spirit, that we have to have proper pacing. When we talk about living, there is a level of vitality and power. When that scripture says, if you want to live, there's a level of vitality and power that is associated with us walking and living by the Spirit. And in order for us to do that, to where it can impact our hearts, our souls, our minds, our strengths, our relationships, in order for us to experience that level of living, we have to be ready and willing to walk or be paced by the Spirit. And this is why a lot of us experience a disconnect. Walking by the Spirit is not merely you participating in going to church. It's not you just reading your Bible. It's not you just fasting. Those things are great. And also, we want to make sure that we are in strict alignment or cadence or marching formation with the Holy Spirit. So to walk in step with the Spirit, it means that you are following a set rhythm or order, moving in exact obedience to the direction and the pace set by the Holy Spirit. So if the Holy Spirit is going north and you're going northeast, you might look like for a little bit you're following Him in His footsteps. But eventually, because you're going northeast, there's going to be a separation and a deviation. If the speed limit is 70, you need to be doing 70. Don't do 60. Don't do 85. And a lot of us are not pacing properly. The frustration that you may feel right now because you are in this season is really an issue of you more so challenging your identity versus you addressing your pacing issue. You are more apt to challenge your identity instead of recognizing, right, that Jesus spent 30 years before he spent the 3 years in ministry, he spent 30 years living a life that was just about him learning, pacing, and about him living in submission to God and to his earthly parents. Luke 2:52 is a story that it's the end of a story that I love. Go read Luke 2, but Luke 2:52 says that Jesus grew in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and all of the people. Now, I love this scripture because it talks about how Jesus, we had to let him cook, essentially. But he also, him being Jesus, not only grew in favor with God, but also all of the people. So for those people who feel like the only way that you can give truth is to be nasty, what Luke 2:52 say? You can grow in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and people, all people. Doesn't mean that you water down anything, but you can do both. Earlier in Luke, Jesus went to the temple, stayed there for 3 days. They thought that Jesus was traveling back with them from the festival. He was not. Scripture tells us that when Mary and Joseph finally realized, oh, Jesus ain't here. We done lost the Savior of the world. That's crazy. He was there for 3 days. Go ahead and catch that foreshadowing, okay, to him being in the tomb for 3 days. Catch it. But he was there for 3 days. They find him, and even the rabbis in the temple were impressed by his knowledge. So he had the capacity. He has been the Son of God the entire time. However, the pacing was off. It was not time for Jesus to be in public ministry. I joke all the time and say, Jesus was like, look, didn't you know I was about my daddy business? I'm at my daddy house, or whatever T.I. has said. I joke about that all the time, right? I joke about him being on punishment for 18 years because he's 12, then he's 30. What happened? His mama don't play that. That's what happened. Okay. But truthfully, when we see Jesus back on the scene, Mary asks him to turn water into wine. And Jesus first responds with a pacing, like about pace. Dear woman, this is not our problem. Okay. Whatever the song say, that's not our problem. My time has not yet come. And then we see all throughout scripture how Jesus talks about and references the timing of his actions because he learned the lesson of pace. So at 12, he was in the temple like, oh, do you know I was about my father's business? Not right now. You're not. This is not the pace. Come on back here, grow in wisdom and in stature. And then the next time when Mary said, hey, they need more wine at this wedding, Jesus at first is like, that's not my problem, and it's not yet really time for me to be doing public ministry, right? He does it privately. He does perform the miracle, but he is cognizant of pacing. Here is why pacing is so important, because without proper pacing, you're going to lose stamina. Stamina is your ability to sustain physical, mental, and emotional, and even spiritual effort over time without you collapsing. It is what allows you to keep showing up well and not to just show up consistently. Some of us are showing up consistently. However, the quality of how we're showing up is not the assignment that the Lord gave us. The quality is not meeting what God already had expected of us. And if you gave that level of quality, you would realize that you don't have capacity. That is a sign that you probably need to cut some of that stuff out. When your pacing is off, you spend energy on the wrong things or do things in the wrong order. You're always pouring, but you're not being refilled. You may still be functioning, but you're running on fumes. And spiritually, it feels like you're doing things for God without being with Him. When you are not protecting your pacing, when you're out of pace, you are out of sync. Being in sync with the Holy Spirit means that you're moving in harmony and rhythm and in agreement with someone or something. Specifically, we are talking about Holy Spirit. It's about timing. It's about alignment. It's about shared direction. You start off running ahead of God, or you're dragging behind His instruction. You feel spiritually disconnected, or you're emotionally disoriented. You sense that your life is busy, but there is no alignment. And now you're saying yes to things that God has not assigned. Or when your pacing is off, friend, you're prone to stress and strain. Stress is your body and mind's reaction to pressure or overload. Strain is that long-term impact of unrelieved stress. It is what happens when you keep pushing past your capacity. You are on the road to burnout. When your pacing is off and you're dealing with stress and strain, your body's going to tense, your mind is going to race, your soul is restless. You are reacting instead of responding. Your relationships are going to suffer. You lack spiritual clarity. Your emotional health declines. You are living in survival mode and you are hyper-functioning while you're also disconnected. The exhaustion that a lot of us are feeling in this season is because our pacing is off. And we get upset when God starts to knock things down and take things away, but we have to recognize that God is responding to your request for relief. You should praise God when He starts to prune. You're like, oh, God, listen, thank you. Thank you. You know what? You are correct. I pray and ask for relief. God starts removing things. We get upset. Hey, I'm responding to your request. He's removing things that are draining your stamina. He's removing the things that are keeping you out of sync and causing you stress and strain. If we are not careful, sis, we will start to resist or rebuke the new pacing, because the new pacing looks like a loss. So we want to blame the devil. No.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Our Father responding to the fact that we said, hey, we're burnt out and I need help. And then He starts removing things. Then He's dealing with the areas of our heart or areas in our ministries that we need to reconstruct. Here is what the Lord said to me. A lot of us are producing leaves, but not fruit. You are giving all the effort. You are showing up. You are serving. You're creating. You're leading. And on the outside, it looks like there is a lot of growth happening. Your calendars are full. You got a platform or you're in ministry. Your hands are always full. However, you don't see the fruit. So really, behind closed doors, you're kind of bitter. And that's because we are producing leaves, but we're not producing fruit. We see what happens in Mark 11 when Jesus approaches the fig tree. And scripture tells us that the tree was full of leaves, which in that climate, it signaled that fruit should be there. The way fig trees grow, the fruit grows first, leaves grow second. So when Jesus walked up to the tree and there was no fruit on the tree, he rebuked the tree, not because the tree was barren, not because the tree didn't have nothing on it. The tree was full of leaves, which because of how that tree is made, that means that that is an indicator that there should be fruit. So when he walked up to it and there was no fruit, he cursed the tree because it was deceptively full. It gave the appearance of fruitfulness, but it was empty. And I believe that the context of the story is the context. Okay. He was really doing this as a way and a warning to the Pharisees. Y'all got all these leaves. You know every part of the Torah, but you don't have no fruit. However, this is also a prophetic warning for us. Some of us have deceived ourselves into thinking that we are in step with God just because we are moving. But the motion is not the same as obedience. You having a full schedule is not the same as faithfulness or fruitfulness. And you being busy is not the same as you keeping pace. We have to remember what Jesus says in John 15, 1 through 5. I'm the grapevine. My Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch of mine that doesn't produce fruit. He prunes the branches that do bear fruit so they will produce even more. You've already been pruned and purified by the message that I've given you. Remain in me and I remain in you. For a bunch or a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine. And you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me. Yes, I am the vine. You are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Now, y'all know how I am. Because I'm like, yeah, okay, wine, vine, grapes. Jesus turned water into wine. I'm here for it. Y'all know I went and said, how do grapes grow? And guess what, friend? The study of growing grapes or a vineyard is called viticulture. It is the practice of cultivating grapevines. This principle mirrors this exact spiritual situation. It happens in the natural. A grapevine's natural instinct, if it is left alone, is not to produce more fruit, but it is to produce more leaves and shoots. It prioritizes expansion over nourishment. However, all of those extra leaves on the grapevine compete with the grapes for sunlight, compete with the grapes for nutrients. And so as a result, the fruit that develops when you allow the leaves on a grapevine to just do whatever it is that they want to do, those grapes are small, they're sour, and they are underdeveloped. In some cases, if a canopy or a covering of leaves grow and it grows too dense, it can create its own microclimate. So now there's moisture being trapped, it blocks the light, and it invites room for disease to grow. So the very thing that looks like lush, it looks beautiful because it's all these leaves, is choking out the potential for healthy fruit. And this is why people who work in the vineyards intentionally and consistently prune the vines. They cut back even healthy looking growth, not because it's bad, but because it is taking life from what actually matters the most. The vine itself does not know how to pace itself. The vine dresser is the one who paces and cuts and deals with the intentional growth of the vine. There is intentional pruning that happens to train the vine to bear good fruit. And that is the same thing that is happening with us. Without spiritual pruning, we default to overextending ourselves. We say yes all the time. We mistake the difference between movement and momentum. So you're going to invest energy into things that are leafy, but they are not fruitful. And then you wonder why you feel dry, you feel heavy, you feel disconnected. It is like the grapevine. We look full, but we are actually drained, vulnerable, and unproductive. And so God, being the master gardener, he's not cutting things to punish you. He is pruning to protect your fruit because he sees stuff that is growing that should not be growing. And those things have to be removed so what he planted can produce fruit. In 1 Corinthians 10, 23, I love this scripture. And Paul talks about, he says, you say, I'm allowed to do anything. but not everything is good for you. You say, I'm allowed to do anything, but not everything is beneficial. This verse really speaks directly to how a lot of us are living. I'm allowed to do anything. However, then there's a boundary. Everything is not good for you, and everything's not beneficial. And when you look in the scripture at this word beneficial, it means to carry forward, to bring forth profit or purpose. So Paul isn't talking about sin. Paul is talking about us using proper discernment. You're allowed to do it, but should you be? Is this what God called you to do? And this is the deception of the leaves. A lot of us are doing things that are permissible. You're serving in every role, saying yes to every opportunity. You're doing everything at once, but they are not profitable. They are not all producing fruit. And if we're not careful, you are going to confuse the fact that you're allowed to do something with the fact that you were assigned to do something. Just because I'm allowed doesn't mean that that's my assignment. There are things in a previous season that may have been beneficial that are no longer aligned with the pace and the purpose that God has for you now. Here's an example. When we first started as a church, I was the director of media because there was me and a camera and there was a pandemic. And I said, oh, I can work the camera. We now have a team, a phenomenal social media team. And recently the Lord said, hey, you don't need to be over this team no more. I moved you to the board. There are policies, procedures, things that need to be built. And you're taking time, not doing anything bad, but something that you don't need to do anymore, Sharla. It's in good hands. It's built up. I had you here for a season, but you need to be over here doing this. You are now taking that, and it's pulling away from the fruit of you sitting on the executive board. I had to repent. I then reached out to my pastor and said, hey, this is the revelation that God gave me. Okay, I got to be like Nehemiah. I got to do what I'm supposed to do and keep it pushing. And he agreed. That's what happens with these vines. The vineyard workers don't just cut dead or diseased things. They cut things that look healthy, but it's growing in the wrong direction. It's taking energy from the main vine. The goal is not just to grow. The goal is to have fruitful growth. Because if you let everything grow, you are going to lose quality. And a lot of us have a poor quality of life. You are questioning your identity before you question. You're questioning God's identity. Does God love me? God is love. Before we challenge, maybe my pacing is off. If you don't let God prune the things that are permissible, you are never going to fully walk in the things that are profitable. So the frustration that many of us are feeling isn't because we're doing something wrong. It's because you're doing too many things that are not fruitful. There's a lot of leaves growing, sis. We are exhausted because we've confused being allowed to do something with being assigned to do it. And in this season, God is pruning not to punish us, but to protect your pace and to preserve your fruit. I'm going to wait until next week to talk about what pruning looks like in this season, because I feel like a lot of us need to take a step back and look at the leaves. It's not always about something being lost, but am I being most profitable in how I'm doing a thing? Case in point, I'm closing down the Purpose Collective, not because that space doesn't have value. However, it's a leaf. The same things that I'm doing over in the Purpose Collective, where y'all can ask questions and do the like, we can do that in the app. It's just one more thing that I have to manage, to do, and to deal with, and it's not being done in good quality because I'm doing too many things. So the fruit of it isn't what I know it could be. You have to be willing to look at everything that you are doing. You have to be willing to evaluate what is fruitful and what is not fruitful in this season. That is your homework for this week. This is why you're burnt out. God is not punishing you. He is pruning to protect your fruitfulness. some of us are going to struggle because some of these things you have ingrained your identity with. And it's a leaf. And it looks healthy, but it's still draining your fruit. Anything that you're doing where you feel like, God, there is not a level of fruitfulness, tangible fruit, that doesn't always mean monetarily. Tangible fruit means in the way that I'm growing spiritually, in the people that are reaching out, in numbers. It can be whatever, but do not only make this monetary and don't make it all about numbers either. There are some things where the fruit looks different, but do an honest fruit inspection on the things that you are doing and putting your hands to in this season. That is the only way in which you are going to be able to truly understand what God is calling you to do. For you to have some reprieve. Child, I did not even recognize how much of my mental capacity, my cognitive load, was being taken up. You can't think about all the things. So that means you have to cut it. If you are not able to take care of yourself, so one of the things that I was like, man, I don't be having time in the morning to do my face routine. I don't be having time to fill in the blank. I don't be having time to fill it, like to cook breakfast and then got to do dishes. That's too much. So I just choose unhealthy options. And the Lord said, Charlotte, if you don't have time for basic human care, basic needs, you're doing too much. You're not going to be able to Pomodoro, to theme your days, to do any of those other productivity strategies that are going to compensate for you overextending yourself. Do you hear me, sis? Ain't enough strategy in the world. Ain't a Notion template good enough to schedule overextension. If you are ready to live a life of vitality, to live a fruitful life, you're going to have to get in pace. Don't nobody like doing a line dance and somebody is out of step. It is annoying, okay? It will get you fired at the barbecue. But that's how we look spiritually. You ain't got no boots on the ground. You wearing sneakers and we doing boots. What is happening? And this is why you're tired and you're burnt out. The pruning is God responding to your request for relief. Embrace it. Stop resisting it. Do succession planning. If you're in leadership positions and in ministry, you need to plan to not be there just in case God calls you out. Marry the mission, not the method. This wasn't really what I had planned for the app, but it's what God had planned for the app. He gave me phase one. We did it. We're doing phase two. Now it makes so much more sense. I see how it's going to be beneficial to y'all, to where we have continuity between the app and also the podcast so you can continue to grow. It's not quite a coaching program, but it's going to be about close. If you have the app and you listen to the podcast and the YouTube, the ecosystem in which God has called me to build, it's going to be almost like a coaching program. I don't have the capacity to really coach everybody and touch everybody the way that I want to. However, God is so brilliant that if I build the system that way and you get all of your needs met, there will be much fruit. And you see how we do it without overextending? Allow the Lord to prune. It doesn't mean everything goes away. It means that it's all up for debate. Check your leaves this week. Cut them off. I promise you, you are going to feel so liberated. I had time to work out now. I get up and make breakfast now. Do you hear what I'm saying? There's a level of vitality that has been added to my life, and I want that for you as well. So, sis, I pray that this has blessed you. I pray that you hear what the Lord is saying. Proper pacing requires pruning. Pacing is a spiritual discipline, and you have to get in alignment or you are going to consistently feel disappointed. You're going to consistently be in despair. So I pray, sis, that you have an amazing week. God bless you. Let me know. Download the Spiritual Well app. come in and chat with us and let me know what you're pruning this week. If you need to talk it through, let us know. This is what community is for. So, friend, I love you. God bless you. And I'll talk to you later.